Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4:05 on the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. I'm Rachel Zimmerman filling in while Dave is on a little mini vacation. He will be back on Thursday. We are out at 4:30 today because of the St. Louis Cardinals. But right now we're going to talk to Dave Murray and get his forecast sponsored by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
So what's going on?
Nothing really. It's very quiet. What's left of Ian is still off the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic Coast for the most part. So things continue to be in a logjam. That will be very slowly moving up into the North Atlantic over the next, let's say 48 hours. That will get things moving slightly, but not a heck of a lot of change in our weather. Other than it's a little bit warmer come Wednesday and Thursday, and by that we're saying 78 degrees compared to 75 right now, 75 again on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly sunny, 78. There may be a sprinkle on Thursday, but I think it's going to be hard to find. That is a cold front coming in, partly sunny on Thursday. We're ahead of the front much of the day, 78 degrees. Then the northwest flow takes over. This pretty good cold air mass coming in. Friday, partly sunny, 59-60 for the high temperature on Friday. So it's going to be a little breezy. It's going to be chilly. Friday night, late Friday night, Saturday morning, there's a real solid shot of a widespread frost across the area. I don't think we get below freezing, but 35 degrees should do it for the overnight low. That means get your house plants inside if you haven't done that yet. Saturday, sunny. Obviously, a cold start, but 62 for the high on Saturday. Still chilly, and Sunday, partly sunny, 69 degrees. Columbus Day coming up on Monday, partly sunny skies and about 75. Full moon also coming up this weekend, late Saturday night into Sunday morning. It's the Hunter's Moon.
The Hunter's Moon. Interesting. Yes. So what you're saying is this weekend, it starts to feel like October.
Yes, Friday will definitely feel not only like October, almost a little November chill to the air on Friday.
When's the fallback date again?
When did we decide that
I
was? First weekend of November, I believe.
Oh, that's late, huh? Or is that early?
Well, no, that's actually early, but I think that's about as early as
I just can't wait for it.
I can tell.
Trish loves it when it's dark and cold outside.
I do.
I'd love to go out the door after work in the dark.
Uh-huh. Speaking of fall stuff, I just got a video from my brother and my sister-in-law of my nieces painting pumpkins today.
Aww.
I used to love to do that so much, and I loved going to Eckert's, and they still do it where they have like the really cute painted pumpkins. I like that better than carving for whatever reason.
Yeah, because, well, they would never let us carve it.
Right.
So there was no satisfaction in it. You know, small kids with knives, not a good idea.
So, Dave, you got to spend some time with your grandson this weekend, right?
Yes. Yes, we had a great time. He'll be three in early January, so he has two speeds, on and off. That's really about it. And to get him to go off really takes a bit of a workout. Funniest moment, as you know, my wife Janice has been having some serious back problems over the last year or so, and still having some problems. But and every once in a while, Janice would go, "Oh man, my back is really hurting today," and you know, at that age, they're just a parrot; they pick up everything. And we were in the car, and he was screaming in the back seat, not screaming like crazy scream, but just being a kid, being a toddler. And at one point, he was going, "Ouch, ouch, ouch," and my son goes, "Oh, why are you yelling out? What hurts? Do you hurt?" And he goes, "Oh, my back hurts."
Oh, that's cute.
That was adorable. The line of the week.
Dave, do you feel like you put up with more with the grandson than you did with your son?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about it. And in fact, my son said to me on this trip, he goes, "You're amazing how you have stepped up to the plate with this kid. It's really, you're on all the time too with him." And I love spending time with him. He cracks me up.
I'm glad you guys got to have that time. That's really sweet.
Yes.
You guys want to do some headlines?
Yeah.
All right. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see that the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, met with Pope Francis at the Vatican? No details of the meeting were made public, but they got to have a private audience. Just kind of interesting. Back in 2019, the Pope urged young people to, quote, free yourself from the addiction to mobile phones. So maybe he was trying to get Tim Cook's ear.
Or maybe Tim was trying to talk him into promoting iPhones at church.
Oh, come on.
I think the Pope needed some help on his phone. How do I get it to do this?
You think inflation is bad here in the United States. In Turkey, the inflation rate has reached 83%.
Wow.
So just count your blessings at times.
That's crazy.
I don't know what else to say besides wow either, but 83%. Kim Kardashian has been fined by the SEC over a crypto promotion. She was fined $1.3 million for promoting the crypto token Ethereum Max on her Instagram page. She didn't disclose that it was a paid promotion, which is a big no-no. As part of the settlement, Kardashian is banned from promoting any sort of digital assets for 3 years.
So is this just because she didn't put like hashtag ad or something? Because I would assume, most people would assume, that anytime a celebrity is on Instagram promoting a product, that it would be an ad.
I think it is because she didn't specify it as an ad. I think they're even more strict when it comes to stuff like this because it comes to people actually investing their money instead of just like, oh, this is a lip gloss I really liked, you know. So they're very strict with it. The SEC chair, Gary Gensler, said when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean that those investment products are right for all investors. Hmm. So there's probably like a couple extra hoops that they have to jump through with crypto that she just decided she didn't have to do.
Well, I also found it interesting. She didn't really put up a fight. She's just like, yeah, I'll pay the million bucks because it's my bad.
And usually the Kardashian machine fights back harder than that, like you said. Like, this is one where she's just like, all right, fine. We'll get it over with. So experts are saying that if you are traveling internationally for the holidays, get your passport now. Now is the time to get your papers and orders. It can take weeks to get an appointment, and processing can take another 10 weeks. So if you are planning to travel internationally for Thanksgiving, you're advised to pay the extra $60 to get an expedited passport.
So yeah, I know. They're running really behind because they had a family member who was going on a trip, and they had got it well in advance, but like 3 days before they were supposed to leave, very close. And you used to be able to go to Chicago and walk in and do same day, but I think because of COVID, that is still not an option, at least in Chicago, but I think in New Orleans it is. Mm.
This is kind of a crazy story out of Pennsylvania. There were some men accused of cheating in this fishing scandal. It was the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Championship. And they allegedly put lead weights in the fish that they caught to make them weigh more so that they would win the prize. Mm-hmm. The tournament director cut open the fish, exposing the lead weights.
Dirty.
Good for him.
That's awful. That's just awful.
I know. And it also seems like one of the easiest possible ways to get caught. Yes. Like, oh, I know what we'll do. They'll never cut the fish open. they offer hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes each year, so that might have been why they decided to take such a risk. Here's my final story. A big pumpkin wins at the fair. It's the all-New England Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off is complete. A 2,480-pound pumpkin was crowned the winner at the fair in Massachusetts over the weekend. The winner, Jamie Graham, has been growing pumpkins for the last 10 years. This is the first time he's ever won 10th place. He won $8,500 in a cash prize.
Jeez. That's worth it.
That's a big pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. That is a big pumpkin. You know, those seeds are like guarded, like Fort Knox.
From the big pumpkins?
Yeah, they're really, yeah, if you can grow massive pumpkins like that and you collect some seeds, they're like, they're gold. They're gold to a lot of farmers. They want them.
Mm. Why?
Just to win the prize.
Just to have a big pumpkin,
yes. And usually it's just one. The plant is just producing one pumpkin.
Is that all pumpkin plants or just the big ones?
The big ones.
Okay.
The big ones.
You know, that reminds me, last night I was watching TV and I was just kind of looking for something like mindless to watch. So I settled on a program that was called Outrageous Pumpkins.
And that's all it was about?
It was about outrageously huge pumpkins.
And there was one episode.
No, it was like a carving competition.
Oh, that's cool.
It was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
What was that on?
I think it was on Food Network.
Interesting.
The Nude Network.
Outrageous Pumpkins. Check it out. All right, Dave, it was great to talk to you. We will talk to you same time tomorrow and get the forecast.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back, guys. It's the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. It's 4:23, brought to you by the Heisey Advisory Group, and you are listening to the Dave Glover Show. This is our last segment today. We're out early because the Cardinals are in Pittsburgh. We're going to hand it over to Matt Pauly for the pregame show, but right now we're going to do some audio, and let's start with mine. I found this on Reddit. President Biden's 60 Minutes interview is just like the audio treasure trove that keeps on giving. And there was an attempt made here that I just don't think he nailed what he was trying to do. But let's go ahead and play the audio.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything else.
I watched that so many times trying to figure out if it was edited because it was just so meandering.
Yeah.
And I had to chuckle.
Yeah. Aww.
There was an attempt.
Doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it doesn't sound
like,
great.
Wait, what? What was the question?
You're like, well, I have no idea what you were just trying to say. No, actually, I have an idea of what you were trying to say. It just didn't get said at any point.
Mine is from yesterday. And first, the game yesterday was just cool to watch. Obviously, Albert hit 702. When Wainwright, Yachty, and Albert all walk off the field together, that was awesome. And just how much fun people were having inside Busch Stadium was awesome. If you go to KMOX.com or even through our Odyssey app, there's tons of audio. I mean, from John Rooney talking about Albert's 700th. And then right after that, Pujols was on 5 minutes with number five with Mike Claiborne talking about his 700th. But this is yesterday, Ricky Horton's call of 702.
And here he is pitching against the great Albert Pujols. The one-strike pitch is hit high and deep to center field. Backing up towards the track, looking up, and it's gone! Albert Pujols has homered to straightaway center field. Home run number 702. And not only that, he just caught Babe Ruth in RBI. His 23rd home run of the year. And the crowd is going crazy here at Busch Stadium.
What a great call.
Awesome. Again, KMOX.com. Or if you click on podcast too through the website, you can hear all of that audio. I know the crowd was amazing.
It sounded like, I mean, just, you know, how cool is it that we get to talk to Ricky Horton? What a cool guy.
Oh, I
know. What a great call. Andrew, go ahead and play your audio.
So mine is the great Terry Bradshaw, who we all love. I heard this when I was watching football with my family on Sunday, and he had a medical announcement to say for why he's been acting a little strangely lately on the show and has been raising some alarm.
Well, last week on this show, I ran out of breath and Howie helped me up. And a lot of people are asking, what's wrong with me? You know, what's happened to me physically? And I just want to address it and let you know what has happened in my life. In November, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer. I went to the Yale University Medical Center, surgery, treatment, As of today, I am bladder cancer free. All right, that's the good news. Then in March, feeling good. I had a bad neck. I get an MRI. Now we find a tumor in my left neck, and it's a Merkel cell tumor, which is a rare form of skin cancer. So I had that surgery done at MD Anderson in Houston. Folks, I may not look like my old self, but I feel like my old self. I'm cancer-free. I'm feeling great. And over time, I'm going to be back to where I normally am. So I appreciate your prayers and your concern.
But we love you, brother.
It's very sad.
So he's okay.
Yeah, he's doing okay, he says. But, he's I think, got to get that thing in his neck taken care of before he can be totally back to normal.
You big Terry Bradshaw fan?
I think most people are. You know what I mean? He's fun to listen to.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. He's got a great personality.
And he goes outside beyond football. Like, everybody knows Terry Bradshaw. He had a reality show, Bradshaw Bunch.
Yeah, he's just a great personality. And I think, I know Sue, we should mention this to Sue. I know she's a big fan of his.
Okay, we'll play my last piece of audio here. This is Chris Wallace talking to Judd Apatow about that famous scene from, I think it's the 40-year-old virgin, the how come I know you're gay scene?
So I remember watching that in the movie theater and thinking that was a hilarious scene. Maybe one of my favorite scenes for that movie. Mm-hmm. Would you make that same scene today?
It's a good question. I probably would think about it and try to get a sense from people around me how they felt. Certainly at the time, the intention was to show really immature men.
Right.
That should know better. And it's really more about them than what they're saying. And, the culture has changed where I think part of the audience is saying, we don't want to be goofed on in any way. And there's another part of the audience that thinks everyone should.
So we're running out of time, so I'm having Andrew fade out. But basically he was just saying there's a way to joke about everything. You just have to come from a place of kindness. Would I do that scene again? I don't know. I'd talk to the people in my life and make sure. But I think those words are so true. There's always a way to do something from a good place. You just have to be willing to go there. All right, guys, we're out early. Thanks for listening. We'll be back same time tomorrow. It's the Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.